The Brady Report. Thanks to Golden Ponds Bar, Restaurant and Function Centre. Goldenponds.com.au.
It is a Monday morning. Enter Brady. G'day.
Yeah, morning, Melzy. Morning, all. How are we?
We're doing all right. What's the latest with the Prime Minister over there in the UK?
So we've had the daily briefing now about COVID-19. I'll give you the headlines first. 48 people died here in the last day from the virus. We're up to 281 fatalities in the UK. And of course, the big fear is this is kind of roughly where Italy was 2 weeks ago. And then, you know, forgive my use of language here, but the virus took off like a rocket in Italy. We're trying to stop that happening here. So the Prime Minister in his news conference, quite concerned about reports of people gathering and people being out and about and not kind of respecting the rules about keeping a couple of meters away from each other. So he's been very strict on that. He said that, you know, if people don't change their behavior, he will bring in laws to make sure that they do. So a huge number of people are now working from home. And we're getting used to the new life, really. And this is going to be it for many months. I mean, it's very, very difficult for everyone.
Yeah, pretty scary. Now, people in regional centres aren't happy either.
Yeah, so we're hearing reports and a lot of anecdotal evidence of rural areas, even the Highlands in Scotland, parks in North Wales, getting inundated with visitors. Snowdon National Park in Wales on Saturday had its busiest day in living memory. And a lot of the locals are getting quite angry because, of course, people are coming out of cities trying to flee densely built up areas and populations, and they're heading to rural areas. So these are places where perhaps someone might have a second home, Cornwall, Wales, rural Scotland. And of course, the locals there, they don't want people coming from the city, potentially bringing the virus to their areas. So we're seeing some kind of backlash against tourists and visitor numbers going to regional areas. A lot of slogans and graffiti appearing and are saying to people, just basically stay away.
Not good. All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon with a further update, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.